Hallelujah! Christ is risen. The grace and peace of Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead to bring everlasting hope, be with you all.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, so that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the 10th chapter. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found a stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.
Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stopping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you that he would rise again. That must have seemed like a mocking question to those women on that first Easter morning. After all, there's nothing odd about looking for a dead body in a cemetery. I mean, I would go to a cemetery if I were looking for the dead. It had not occurred to them to look for the living. They had not remembered Jesus' words that he would rise again. They had not remembered that Jesus would be not among the dead, but among the living. The celebration this morning is filled with signs and symbols, with words and music, all shouting at us to remember that Jesus is alive. He's here among the living. He's here in our lives. He's here in our world, in the word, in the bread, in the water poured out. This morning, an hour or so ago, we were across the street listening to the crashing surf and the sound of the waves, looking at the expanse of God's creation. Everything just shouts out new life, the beautiful flowers, and the joy in the faces of the children especially. Shout out, new life, look, new life. But we also know in our own being of the limitations and sinfulness in our world. We know death and corruption. We know there is evil and violence. There is war and poverty in our world and in our own lives. But the celebration today tells us that God, the God of life, has the last word. It's good for us to be here and to celebrate the resurrection and the truth that Jesus is alive and here today. The resurrection tells us that evil does not have the last word. The resurrection shows us that death does not defeat life. The resurrection shows us that there is a future. There is a point to living faithfully. There is more to our world than nature would have us believe. The empty tomb is hard to believe. But like those women on the first Easter morning, we are called to remember. To remember and to believe. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you that he would rise again. What does it mean to remember? Part of it means that we bring the thoughts of our past to the present. We reach back into our memories for words or events that happened in the past, and then we pull them to our present life. I was visiting recently with a man who has Alzheimer's, and he was telling me of the terrible disease that this is, how terrible it is to not be in control of your memory. that you can't retrieve the memory that you're looking for, or sometimes you pull up a memory that isn't the one that you wanted. This man had prided himself on being a very good businessman and being able to remember everyone's name. Not anymore. He can remember the names of his pets, but he can't remember the names of his children. He calls his dog his daughter's name. It's not the right name, but he can't remember. He can't pull up the right memory. Not being able to remember is a terrible disease. The angels tell the women at the tomb to remember the words of Jesus from the past. They were able to make those words of Jesus come into their present lives. They were able to remember the words of Jesus, probably more than just the words of Jesus. They remembered Jesus. They remembered Jesus and his words. But when they told the apostles and the other disciples, they weren't able to remember the words of Jesus. They thought that these women were just talking nonsense, an idle tale. A story. The 11 apostles and the other disciples were unable to pull up that memory of Jesus' words. But remembering is not just thinking back. Jesus talked to the criminal who was nailed to a chain on the cross. The criminal says to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Now, do you think that that criminal was just asking Jesus, when you get to your heavenly throne room, call me tonight? No, he was asking more than that. And Jesus knew that. We can hear that in Jesus' response. When Jesus says to him, "I will remember you because today you will be with me in paradise." Remembering is actually being present. Jesus promises that he will be present with you. Jesus used that word remember at another time too. At the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus took bread and wine. Shared that bread and the cup with those who were sitting around the table, and he said to them, "Do this in remembrance of me." Every time we gather around this table and share the bread and the cup, we're doing more than just remembering a past event. We are remembering and bringing it to the present. Jesus is here in our midst in that redemption. Jesus is here in that bread and in that cup that we share in the Holy Communion. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you that he is alive. Where should we seek the living? Where should we look? The one who is now alive. The risen Jesus is here in his word, in his meal. We seek the living one by remembering his word and by doing this in remembrance. We seek the living one by listening to the scriptures and by eating the bread of life. We seek the living one by following his example and by living a faithful life. The women at the tomb needed only a simple reminder to be able to believe that Jesus had been raised from the dead. They run back with this good news to tell the others. They can't wait to share this news that Jesus is alive. But the apostles and the others needed more than a simple reminder.
everyone is able to believe in the same way. Thanks be to God that we have a God who is patient and generous with us, willing to provide whatever we need on whatever level our faith is. You help us to believe. You give us what we need in order to believe. The empty tomb, the tomb of resurrection, is difficult. It's hard to understand, but you don't have to understand it in order to believe. I believe a lot of things that I don't understand. For example, I don't understand one thing about my career. I don't understand anything very serious about my car being promoted. I don't understand how my husband loves me. I don't understand why I'm so blessed to be able to be pastor every day. I don't understand how God loves me and loves us so much. I don't understand how the resurrection changed me. I believe that God loves me. I believe that God is alive in our world, that Jesus was raised from the dead and is here, right now, in me. In the words that we hear proclaimed, in the bread and wine that we share, in the water poured out of God. I believe that God is here in the community gathered to celebrate. Why do you look to the living among the dead? Remember how he told you he would rise again? Remember, Jesus is here. Jesus tells us to remember. This celebration reminds us that we have a God who cares so much about us that he enters into our lives and shows us how to love. We have a God who loves us so much that even when we fail to live as we ought, God picks us up and starts us out again. Easter reminds us that sinfulness and the disease in our lives, that evil and death and corruption and shame in our world do not have the last word. Jesus Christ has the last word. The God of the empty tomb has the last word. The God of the resurrection has the last word. Death does not have the last word. This is such good news that it can't be held in. This good news could not keep Jesus in the tomb. This good news could not keep those women from keeping their mouths slapping when they got back to and the disciples, they had to tell this good news. This is good news that we can't keep quiet. Run back and tell the others the good news that Jesus is alive, that God has the last word. Death has been overcome. He doesn't have the last word in our lives. Why do you look to the living among the dead? Remember what he told you, that he would rise again. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.